95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, featuring Riggs, Steve.
That's me.
Josh, S.R. Perot. But wait, there's more.
There is more.
What? What else is there?
The two biggest initials in the business, Michael Waltrip, M.W., back in the house.
Thank you.
I can't believe you came back.
No, it was tough for Colleen to get me to come back.
Sure. But
she said y'all would be on your best behavior this time. Yeah, so
we made some promises and we signed some paperwork, so it's going to be legit. But you brought us new Michael Waltrip beers we haven't even tried.
Oh, man, they are so crispy, so good. We're having them at every Publix around town here in Daytona.
Yeah.
We're at North Racing's North Turn.
Okay.
You can pull one off if you go to Oceanside Country Club to play a little golf.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Giuseppe's has our beers.
Really?
Yeah. Some great pizza. Okay.
I frequent all their places a lot.
Pizza and beer.
Yeah.
That's life right there.
It is.
You can't get much better than
that. It's literally on my birthday week, so I think pizza and Michael Waltrip beer is what I need. So this is perfect.
Look at my cans.
Let me admire your can here, because this is a Talladega Light.
Yes.
That it speaks to probably both great beer and then some sort of racing tie-in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Shake and bake, baby. This is a light lager that you're going to find. It just has a nice, nice nose to it when you first taste it.
All right.
It'll get your attention. You'll say, wow.
Well, let me see.
Check that out.
Let me see what the buzz is all about.
Yep.
Literally.
I mean, listen, Michael doesn't, he didn't sign, he signs off on these things, but you're involved in this process.
It's not just my name. I'm actually an owner of the company and I'm very involved in the promotion of our beers, obviously. And the styles and the way the beers come across is all about what I love in beers. And we fancy ourselves as a craft beer company, but our beers are on the lighter side. They're not overly bearing and 5.0 alcohol, so they're up there okay in that area, but the tastes are just a lighter type of beer. And this lager to me is perfect if you want to go to the races, sit in the grandstands and drink about 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
This or tastes some easy delicious.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers to you. It gets you through a day, and certainly when we're getting ready to spend an entire weekend at Daytona International Speedway, it's the right way to go.
I mean, can you imagine if you had your camper in the infield and you had about two to four cases of these?
Yeah, right.
2 to 4? What are you going to do the other days?
Yeah, that's Saturday.
And the game could be, how long will these last? And where do we go get more? Well, you can go right up to Publix and get all you want.
Well, look, I don't want to curse anything, but I looked at the weather forecast, so I've already started thinking you're probably going to need more beers this weekend than you normally would, just in case there's a little delay, right?
Yeah, the weather looks a little iffy, but... you know, racing at Daytona, the buzz is here. You can feel it and how excited everybody is about it.
Right.
We've already seen cars on the track, and we're getting ready to enjoy just a wonderful Daytona 500. It's always something that I look forward to. It's my favorite day of the year, and I can't wait to see the cars on Sunday.
This is always good times, and S.R. Perot gets to go out there and run around that speedway again.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of stuff going on. We just had a tap takeover a couple nights ago on Valentine's Day out over at Publix.
Right.
I believe Michael has some stuff going on Saturday as well, if I'm not mistaken. But you can always check out our social media website, and that'll kind of list out where he's going to be and some stuff going on.
He's talking about srperot.com/beerfinder, where you can find like this beer and all.
Yeah, that'll tell you where to get all the beers.
Yep. The whole Waltrip fleet. Now, when you started this thing, you probably weren't thinking, hey, man, I'm going to take over the world with beer. It probably wasn't on your mind. But you kind of have now.
Well, we
kind of go to towns and it's everywhere.
Well, we certainly have made a lot of progress. It's been 5 years. And so like people like, when did you start a beer company? Because they don't understand everything that we've gone through to get to this point. And there's been some certainly pivots along the way on the type of beers that we decided we would put into distribution. You know, when you go to our tap room up in Concord, North Carolina, or our brewery in Bristol, Virginia, we have 10 or 12 different styles on tap there.
Right.
But these two beers are Talladega Light that we're sipping now, and the next one we're going to try is our Bristol Sunshine.
Oh boy.
And it's just a nice tangerine ale, if you will.
Gosh. All right.
And you know what's great about that?
What's that?
In the morning time, you can tell your friends it's got vitamin C in it.
I'll take that.
And I'll be honest with you.
We're all about the excuses.
Just say, I didn't even know there was alcohol in it. I thought it was just tangerine.
Yeah. Who reads labels? I didn't read the label and knew it was.
Don't make me responsible for this irresponsibility drinking thing I'm on.
This is exactly what fits this show and this program. Well, all right. So before we get to the other side and try beer number two, Josh, this is the week where if you didn't know about the Waltrip Brew Line, now you got to know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, the website will kind of guide you where you're going. Most Publixes in the Volusia and Flagler County area, some local independents, and then on tap at quite a few places. But as always, easiest place to find is our website.
And we'll hit you over the head when you come in the airport. When you land in Daytona, come to the airport.
How was the tap takeover at the airport?
It was incredible. Yeah. There were so many people that were just stumbling through the airport, didn't know we were there, and say, hey, let's have a beer.
Right.
And we had a good time and served a lot of beers. There's two bars there, the one just outside of security.
Right.
And I travel in and out of Daytona a lot, and that bar never has anyone at it, hardly. Like, there might be one dude sitting there having a beer. Right. And then you go inside and you get ready to get on your plane or at your gate, and that bar is full of people all the time. Yeah. So it was really fun to be able to sit there with them in a different role.
Right.
Usually I sit there with them drinking before I get on my plane.
Right.
And this time I was there with them on the other side of the bar pouring beers for them. So I'm really happy that S.R. Pratt, Colleen, the whole team got us into the bar at the airport, because I just think that's a cool way for people to start their trip or say farewell Daytona and have a Michael beer.
Yeah, I have had many mediocre and subpar airport beers just because it was the only thing available. Can you imagine if you go to the airport and you find the MW line?
I could not imagine.
I'm in.
Yeah, I just I've been.
You don't have to imagine.
Hey, I know you live in a crazy world. You don't have to imagine anymore.
Right.
You can make it happen.
This is reality? This is really happening? Let's double check it. All right, stick around. We're taking a break. More coming up on the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.